Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
Hey, this is Ellen DeGeneres. We all have a vital role to play in helping California communities, firefighters, and first responders battling wildfires throughout the state. In this time of crisis, the entertainment community unites in support of those keeping us safe. Join us at musicforrelief.org/fire and give to provide firefighters with the critical equipment they need to protect our neighborhoods. That's musicforrelief.org/fire. Thanks.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
This is Steve Dale's Pet
Steve
World.
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Got an issue with Fido or Fluffy? Steve Dale is here to help.
What's up? That felt pretty good, right?
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Oh, okay.
Whether your feline is missing the litter box or your canine doesn't like the mailman, call the show toll-free.
She said toll-free.
At 866-554-PETS.
They've done studies, you know.
That's 866-554-7387.
60% of the time, it works. Every time.
Here's a trivia question for you. Who has been on Broadway, was a regular on the Seinfeld TV show, and is a broadcaster of dog shows? There's only one person who could possibly be the answer to that, and that is John O'Hurley. I think I'll ask him, what have you not done in show business that you'd like to do? Because I think he's done it all. We'll talk with John about the upcoming National Dog Show presented by Purina. We'll also talk cats with Dr. Pete Wedderburn, who's on the other side of the pond, as they say. We'll talk about the International Cat Care. It's a nonprofit organization celebrating 60 years of helping cats. And I have exciting news. It happened back in the midterm elections, but you might not know about it. I'm finally getting to it, but I'm glad to get to it, having to do with greyhound racing. And as I said, I am excited about it. Our phone number, 866-554-PETS, toll free. You can call me with your pet behavior questions. So if your cat is scratching in all the wrong places or your dog is barking at all the wrong times, it's me you call, 866-554-7387, 866-554-PETS. We go to Nevada. Jeannie, you are now out of the bottle on the radio. How can I help you?
Hi, Mr. Dale. Yes, I have two large dogs. I have a German Shepherd Chow and I have a German Shepherd Aussie Shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
And my German Shepherd Chow, she lost her male friend, which was also a Chow, German Shepherd. And he, when he passed, he was gone for like almost 2 years, and she just grieved terribly. And she was in a dilemma that she wasn't even herself until I brought home this other German Shepherd, Aussie Shepherd. And they just got along brilliantly, and I could see the difference in her. She just came alive again. She actually thought, I thought she was going to pass away over the fact that she was so sad.
How could you tell she was so sad? What was she doing?
She wouldn't do anything. She didn't even want to go on her walks. And my dogs, all my dogs, have loved to walk. She's a walker, and she, even as old as she is now, she still likes to walk, and she's already 15.
Wow. Then when you brought the younger dog into the house, that changed everything?
It changed everything. They got along. At first, you know, they had to get to know each other. It was just, but it was only, like I'd say, a few minutes that they got to know each other, and that was it. And they seemed to hit it off. And when I brought my new dog home, she's only a year.
Yeah. By the way, getting
your solution to the problem can work and does work a lot, but it doesn't work for all dogs. So folks should know that. You know, dogs are individuals, and individual dogs bond to other individual dogs. And sometimes, depending on the dog, you can bring home 7,000 other dogs, and it's just not the same to that dog who's missing that one dog. What your dog was probably missing wasn't only that one dog, but also the consistent canine companionship. And this other dog provided that. Also provided, apparently, a spark of youth that made your dog feel young and good again. And again, that doesn't happen all the time. So people expect, because their neighbor got a puppy, and it helped it helped that 14-year-old dog to feel good again. Well, it doesn't maybe work for them, you know? So it really depends. And about dogs grieving, I don't know that I'd call it grief or not. No one really does. But here's what we do know, because I like to go by science. Dogs have, and feel free to call in on this, friends, if you like, 866-554-PETS. You can email me, steve@petworldradio.net. Dogs have the same, and cats have very similar neurotransmitters. Have you ever looked inside your head, Jeannie?
Yes.
You have?
Sometimes you have to.
You look
inside. Well, you sort of do.
Okay.
No, really.
Right.
I guess my doctor probably has.
You're right about that. And in fact, your dog has very similar wiring and the same, really, neurotransmitters as we have. And there are people that don't want to believe that. I don't know why. I just answered this for my newspaper column. It might have been someone from Las Vegas, as I recall, who just says, well, these psychopharmaceuticals, which shouldn't be the first go-to, but that's a silly, ridiculous thing. Dogs never need that. It can't work on dogs. Well, you know what? If it works on people, it probably works on dogs, because the brain chemistry, and I'm talking about the serotonin uptake inhibitors and those sorts of things. The neurochemistry is about the same in dogs as it is people. And they do feel emotions that we feel. Now, do they feel them the same way? We don't know, you know. Is it the grief over the loss of the dog solely? And or is it just the change and your sadness? Because there's no doubt that dogs pick up on our emotions. I don't know, you know, I don't know that anybody knows, but it does seem some of the time, not all the time. I mean, there are people all the time that report, oh, my gosh, I thought our dog was going to suffer and I'm so sad over the loss of the dog. But our dog doesn't even seem to care. Or in some cases, when the dogs didn't get along, they're even, or cats, we see this a lot in. The two cats didn't get along, and sadly, one passes away, but the other cat seems to celebrate. Oh, the house is all mine now. I don't have to deal with this other guy. So it's really individual. But overall, yes, I've seen it so many times, and people have called in this show. They've written me my newspaper column. I've personally witnessed this, so there's no question that something happens with some pets when there's a loss. And when you say that my dog might have died, I will tell you I've heard of instances, for sure with cats. Something emotionally goes on with a cat, and that cat can get sick, just like we can, you know. How often have we heard about senior citizens who lose a spouse? And it can be anyone of any age, but especially seniors. And then that person gets sick, and within a year, they're gone. Is it because that person's already elderly and more susceptible? In part, but the same thing can happen with dogs. Frequently does happen with cats and with pet birds, parrots. Parrots get so bonded to us that I hear all the time about relatively young birds. I mean, a 30-year-old African gray parrot is not an old African gray parrot. They live to 60 or 65 years. Yet when the person passes away, sometimes that bird will, or even a bird bonded to another bird. So I think we have a lot to learn about all this, and I think people who are out there who are saying that pets cannot grieve, they don't have the emotional capability, are greatly scientifically incorrect from what we now know about the neurotransmitters inside our heads, but maybe they themselves haven't lived with a pet to understand. So I'm glad things have worked out for you, and I'm grateful for your call. It's an interesting phone call.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
This is a news alert. This is why I don't cover politics. However, I do have something that happened in the midterm elections that involves dogs. What could that be? And I am awfully excited about it. I'll tell you about that next right here. So don't move. Sit. Stay.
Your calls are always welcome on Steve Dale's Pet World. Dial us up at 866-554-PETS.
Last night I had a nightmare. It started out real nice. I walked out of my doggy door into this amazing backyard. Tennis balls growing on trees, a kibble fountain, a chew toy garden. Then I heard voices calling my name.
Here, Winston. Here, boy. We need you.
The cries were coming from way down in the grass. Then I heard, yummy, let's eat. That's when I looked down and my tag no longer said Winston. It said dinner.
Don't let your dog become a meal for hungry parasites. Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other parasites. It's got more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand. And you can only get Vectra 3D from your veterinarian.
Those fleas and ticks were staring at me like I was a big juicy steak. I woke up crying like a show dog with a bad haircut.
Please don't feed the parasites. Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D and get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Visit VectraPet.com to learn more.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry, a new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait, vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
He's dog's best friend, and cats too. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Some were surprised at what happened in the midterm elections. I'm not talking about Democrats or Republicans. I am talking about the most important vote, the dog vote. Well, let me explain what I'm talking about. In Florida, they've had dog racing for a very long time. In fact, dog tracks the first state in America, Florida. And currently, there's more dog racing in Florida than anywhere else. Greyhounds race to the finish line, their most important win ever. Greyhound racing is now banned in Florida. If you live in the state, you know it's Amendment 13. That enough people voted. It needed, according to Florida law, for this particular amendment, the need was at least 60% of people had to say, we don't want greyhound racing anymore. And it exceeded 60%, the vote did. So no longer will the approximately 7,000 greyhounds in the state be confined to small wire cages. Allegedly, according to media reports, they're sometimes given dangerous drugs to enhance performance. Dogs sometimes become ill or suffer injuries. And in Florida, one of two states where veterinarians didn't have to and weren't supposed to report those injuries. Yeah, that's true. So by December of the year 2020, greyhound racing will be gone faster than greyhounds can run. Yeah, I'm concerned now. What's going to happen between now and then to the greyhounds? Lots of greyhound adoptions, I suspect. And I hope that they're treated fairly and they're treated well. And sometimes that's not the case, is the reality. Dog racing does continue in Alabama, Arkansas, Iowa, Texas, and West Virginia. But the number of tracks there adds up to, I think it's six or something like that. So 11 tracks in Florida gone. And the hope is, this is me speaking, that the other states will follow suit. Up until now, Florida was one of two states, along with Alabama, where greyhound injury reporting not mandated, which is crazy. And most animal welfare type organizations supported all this. I'm not going to list all the organizations. The Animal Legal Defense Fund, I'll call them out because they did a great job. Gray 2K USA, another organization that really has been behind this. And the third I'm going to call, isn't an organization, but an individual who spoke out, and she doesn't speak out much anymore. You'll understand when I tell you who it is. And she spoke out against greyhound racing in a very strong way. And people listened to her, as they should. 96-year-old Doris Day said, this is the wrong thing to do. We cannot continue to race greyhounds. Doris Day, I agree with you, and I'm glad the Florida voters, hooray! For those Florida voters, you did the right thing. Coming up next, the conversation with the man who does it all in showbiz, John O'Hurley. And he will be doing it for the National Dog Show presented by Purina on Thanksgiving. And that is what we will talk with John about next.
Your calls are always welcome on Steve Dale's Pet World. Dial us up at 866-554-PETS.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You want answers?
Steve's here to help you stay on good terms with your best friend.
You can't handle the truth.
Call in with your questions at 866-554-PETS.
I try to keep her on a short leash. I try to calm her down.
Here he is, the man who I believe has done everything in show business, Mr. John O'Hurley. When I'm talking to John O'Hurley, I get hungry. I think of turkey. I think of cranberries. I think of Thanksgiving because I think of the National Dog Show presented by Purina on Thanksgiving Day following the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Hi, John.
Hello, Steve. Nice to talk to you. Yes, indeed. Dogs until two.
Well, you know, it's you've been doing this for 17 years, is that
this
right?
This is year number 17. I haven't killed this show yet.
Well, you know,
I've
what?
I've killed every other show I've done, Seinfeld included.
No, that's all right. So here's a trivia question. I think you'd know the answer. Who has been on Seinfeld? Who has been on Broadway? And who is a regular announcer of dog shows? Of course, that's you. And you've done so much more than that. If I were to describe right now, from Dancing with the Stars to hosting game shows to broadcasting golf events, I mean, if I were to say everything you've done, that's all I would be doing for the next 5 minutes. It would take up all our time. You've done, I would think, authoring books, everything in showbiz. What would you like to do that you haven't done?
You know, I have a fourth book that I want to write, and I've got to sit down, and I've got to find some still time to do that. Maybe this summer I will, but I still have that one in my head, and I have another album I want to compose.
When do you find time to do all these things that you do? It's quite incredible.
Well, I don't, actually, and that's the problem, is I would like to find more time.
I know.
But, you know, my theory is it's tough to hit a moving target. So if I keep moving, I stay relevant.
Well, you certainly do. And when you began doing the dog show 17 years ago, would you have ever thought that I'm going to be talking to this guy on the radio year after year after year? Let me rephrase that question. Have you ever thought that you'd be broadcasting a dog show for that many years?
Well, you know, we just felt that it was like the perfect thing in the perfect time, the perfect placement, and the perfect piece of programming. And time has kind of borne it out. It's just a great example of putting the right thing in the right slot. You know, it's the great family day of the year, and whether you're 4 or you're 94 and you happen to turn the dial on the National Dog Show, it's like, that's what you want to watch. It's just, you see those great little eyes when we focus in on them, and everybody loves a puppy.
You've always been a dog lover. Now, though, you've become this dog guy. You write books about dogs. You speak about dogs, among other topics, at events you speak at. I mean, the human-animal bond is, again, I'm not doubting that it was something that was never close to your heart, but I'm thinking that you're thinking of dogs, or have now today, 17 years later, think of dogs in a different way.
Well, they've also, you know, they've taken a larger place in my life as well. We have three dogs at home, but also I've become more attuned to the world of dogs, thanks to my co-host, David Fry there, my dear friend. Into the world of therapy dogs, into the world of companion dogs, into the world of shelters and rescues. And so I've kind of gotten deeper and deeper and more involved in that. And from the standpoint of not only how dogs help us, but how we can help them.
That's really important. So studies have now been done. We've known therapy dog work that David talks about, he's involved in, that dogs are good for us. I mean, that dogs, you've heard about all this, of course, friends, when dogs go into...
Yeah, they do. Very simply, they round off the edges in the human experience. Mm. I find that people who do not like dogs are, by their nature, very brittle people.
Well, and what I was about to say is we know that when dogs go into nursing homes and rehabilitation facilities, et cetera, they do have the ability to help people. But we didn't know how the dogs felt about that. So now studies for the first time are being done on exactly what you're talking about to see whether dogs feel better. And it turns out the initial studies demonstrate that they do, that petting a dog is good for us. We know that. But it turns out petting a dog, and you tell me if you're surprised by this, it's the same for the dogs. It's good for them.
It's a sense of completion for them. They're doing what they are instinctively meant to do. It's not a stretch for a dog to come over to you and kind of nuzzle your hand up and say, pet me. That's not a stretch. That's what the dog wants. And it's what the dog is. It's kind of like getting a massage all day. I've never turned down a massage.
Well, maybe he will massage our ears when he broadcasts the National Dog Show presented by Purina on Thanksgiving Day with Mr. David Fry, the aforementioned dog show broadcaster. But here he is, John O'Hurley. I will see you on Thanksgiving.
I'm so looking forward to it.
Thanks, John.
Great to talk to you.
Next, your telephone calls, 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387.
Your calls are always welcome on Steve Dale's Pet World. Dial us up at 866-554-PETS.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Not a vet, but he does smell like a dog. You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Joy to the world in Illinois. You are on the radio. Hi.
Hey, Steve. How are you?
You know, my producer hates when I do those sorts of things. But I can't help it. I really can't.
Go for it.
Yeah. How many times do you hear people tell you that?
Quite a few, and I love it.
Oh, good. Okay. I just don't want you to be upset at me, that's all. Well, what's your question?
Well, I adopted a dog that's 7 or 8 years old last year from the kennel, and he's a wonderful guy. He was abused. I got him over a lot of his fears, but one thing that he does is he climbs the fence. So I'm not quite sure how to get him over that. It's almost like he had been crated or kenneled for a long time and just doesn't, it's like if he has to go to the bathroom, he needs to get outside the fence.
Not quite sure what you mean. Do you have a dog run that he wants to get out of, or does he want to get out of
the fenced in yard?
Okay, so you let him out in the yard to do his business and he goes right to the fence and wants to climb over.
Yes, because he has to go outside of our yard to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
Which is fine with me.
I don't know about your neighbors agreeing with that.
Exactly.
All right, so here's what I would do. I would begin to take your dog in a completely different place.
Okay.
On leash. So go out the other door, on a leash, and when your dog goes potty, say good potty. And do this over and over and over so your dog understands that when you say go potty or go woo-woo or go tinkle-tinkle or whatever your phrase of choice is, that your dog is going to go. And we this is a good thing. I might have said it at the beginning. What state do you live in?
Illinois.
Oh, wow. Okay, so for Illinois, there is snow. There is sometimes tons of rain. And when you let your dog out, you want your dog to go quick as that, especially if it's 40 below zero. So
actually
giving a cue to the dog is helpful for those reasons, aside from what I'm about to tell you. So you've gone out the front door. You've taken a walk 40 times, 30 times, whatever that number is. And as your dog is going, literally, as the dog is going tinkle, tinkle, you say, good tinkle, tinkle, or go tinkle, tinkle, even better. Not that the grammar makes any difference to the dog. It doesn't. But say, go tinkle, tinkle. And then what I want you to do, once you think your dog's got that down, and again, it depends on the dog. It could be 20 times. It could be 40 times, whatever that is. Then go out on leash at first to the backyard and say, go tinkle, tinkle. Now, your dog can't run to the fence and want to jump over because your dog's on leash.
Exactly.
And if you're lucky and you also do things in your favor to succeed, for example, don't try it at a time. Oh, my dog just peed and I'm going to try it. No, you try it at 7 in the morning or 8 in the morning when you know your dog's got to pee. You put on the leash, you say, go tinkle, tinkle. Now, after 5 or 6 or 10 times of success in the yard, then let the dog out. But before you let the dog out without the leash, say, go tinkle, tinkle. And actually walk out with the dog. Summer's a good time to do it, right? Mm-hmm. Better than winter.
Yep.
And say, go tinkle, tinkle. And hopefully your dog won't run to the leash, to the fence at that point, and will actually go tinkle, tinkle. Then say, good dog, and take a tennis ball or a squishy toy or whatever your dog likes and play with your dog and then back in the house. Don't give the dog an opportunity to even think about going to that fence, to climb over the fence. Do that 10 times, and now hopefully you've gotten over the fence climbing thing. Now, how the fence climbing thing starts, I don't know about your dog, but with a lot of dogs, is boredom. You know, backyards are not babysitters, so having nothing to do in backyards, dogs invent their own fun. And the fun can be digging to go under a fence, jumping over a fence, digging in the garden, barking at people going by, all the above. It depends on the dog.
Okay.
All right. Let me know what happens.
I certainly will, but that should help because he loves going out in the yard, so I'll do that with the leash and see if I can do it that way.
Yeah, but as I said, take him out to a completely different place first, you know.
First, right.
Walk up and down the street and do that until you've got the cue going. And frankly, I've got to go myself now because with all this talk about, I've got to, you know. All right?
Sounds good.
Okay. All right.
Thanks.
Thank you. Our telephone number, that's not really true. Our telephone number, 866-5, well, I'm crossing my legs a little bit, 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387, toll free. So here's the thing. You have a cat, and that cat, people walk in the house, let's say for Thanksgiving, and the cat runs under the sofa. Maybe both cats do if you have two, or under the bed. Is that normal? Or is that skittish? At what point do we draw the line as to what is normal and, okay, that's just my cat, or I really need to help my cat feel more comfortable around people? We have our email question of the week, and incidentally, you can email me, steve@petworldradio.net, and that is exactly what this question is all about next.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
The temperatures are dropping, the snow is falling, the streets and sidewalks are ice-packed, and your dog is giving you that look, you know that look. He wants to go outside, he wants a walk. What's a dog owner to do? A dog owner like you hops off that cozy couch, bundles up, and takes your dog outside with joy because you use Safe Step SurePaws Ice Melter, designated a safer choice by the US EPA. Safe Step SurePaws quickly melts ice around your home without harming your pet's paws or your vegetation. And because it uses magnesium chloride, it's more effective at melting ice and safer for your family and your pets. You'll use 75% less product than
and rock salt to achieve the same results. So you'll save money, too. Melt the ice around your home safely this winter. Find Safe Step SurePaws online at SafeStepMelters.com or at a retailer near you.
Catago for Cats presents A Quick Joke from a Cat.
Why did the cat run from the tree? Because he was afraid of the bark. Now I'll tell it so dogs can understand. Why did the cat run?
Cats are fast. That's why they need Catago. Flea and tick control made just for them. Killing fleas within 6 hours. Some other products kill fleas within 12.
I'm not saying dogs are slow, but yes, I am.
Catago. Made for a cat? Fast like a cat. Now from your veterinarian and at PetSmart.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Well, absolutely, adopting a dog is a good idea, right? I mean, there's no question about that. But what most of us do, and I understand, you know, we adopt dogs that are maybe puppies or a year old or 2 years old. But what about that dog that's 12 years old languishing at the animal shelter? And the dog is there almost always to no fault of the dog's. How do we get those dogs adopted? We'll talk about that next week on the show, as well as Happy Thanksgiving. That means you're out and about more than ever before, maybe even traveling somewhere without your dog. We'll talk about what to do with dogs that have separation anxiety with veterinary behaviorist Dr. Debbie Horwitz.
The Pet Health Minute, brought to you by the maker of NexGard, Efoxolotter.
Cold weather may stop ticks, but don't count on them stopping for long, and we should not stop giving our dogs their monthly protection. It only takes a day or so of warm weather to get the ticks moving again, according to Dr. Thomas Mather of the Tick Encounter Resource Center.
A lot of people like to stop for some reason. If you don't see a tick for a few days or a week, they think tick season is over. I watched the Super Bowl. It was 2 degrees in Minnesota. We got a tick the next day from somebody. They had it on their butt cheek, they said. And it had to be cold in Minnesota. So where did that tick come from? So they're out there.
Well, that got a little personal. But now you know the ticks are out there. But that doesn't mean your dog has to be their next meal. Speak with your veterinarian about an appropriate tick control product for your dog. That's today's Pet Health Minute.
Protect your dog with the vet's number one choice, NexGard, Efoxolotter. Reported side effects include vomiting, itching, diarrhea, lethargy, and lack of appetite. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures. See your veterinarian, visit NexGardForDogs.com, or call 888-637-4251 for full prescribing information.
Great simple words.
You got mail.
Woohoo!
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, my cat's about 16 months old, and he's very skittish. I understand his siblings were the same way. His buddy, an 18-year-old Siamese, recently died. And now the cat seems sad. I can't get near him. The cat runs if I come too close, yet he sits next to me on the couch if I watch TV. He also enjoys when I brush him. How can I make him feel more comfortable? Oh, gosh, a lot going on there. Well, cats, and this is from Karen in Nevada. Well, Karen, cats mourn as well, so be patient. You know, it's the same as when people mourn. It's a couple of things at once can help us kind of come out of it. One is time. You know, your cat, your kitten needs more time, but also getting your mind on something else. So your kitten's not going to go to work. Your kitten's not going to go. You're in Nevada. There probably isn't too much snow to shovel, but it's not going to go outside to do that. You know, your kitten is a kitten, but play. It's a kitten. Play. So take an interactive toy twice a day, and even for 5 minutes at a time, play with your cat. It really is a great stress buster. Another thing that's a great stress buster is something you can plug into the wall. It's called Feel Away. It's a knockoff of a pheromone. So, you know when cats rub their cheek pads against your leg or a table leg? What they're doing is depositing a pheromone, which in essence is saying, I'm comfortable, I'm cool, this is mine. Now it's mine. That chair is mine. Your leg is mine. Well, it's a copy of that pheromone. So it helps to minimize low-level anxiety. and there's no downside. So those are two things you can do for sure. Also understand all cats have individual personalities. Some of it's based on the way a kitten was socialized. Some of it is genetics. And some of it we now know is nutrition at a very young age, including in utero. So if this kitten, and I don't know the background of the kitten, you didn't tell me, and you may not know, but if this kitten was an outdoor cat taken inside as a baby, it could be when it was very young, in utero, really young, before it was born, that this kitten didn't have proper nutrition, and that can play a role in personality later in life. Also, mom might have been, because outdoor cats often are, very cautious around people, so mom might have been that way too, which explains why the kittens would be that way as well. So not only is it genetic, even at that very young age, it can be a learned behavior as much as a couple of weeks old. So I don't know. Also, cats are cats. So dogs are dogs. So some dogs are more outgoing than others. Some cats are more outgoing than others. So some cats love to be in your lap and love it when you pet them for hours and hours. And then when you stop, they say, "Why did you stop?" Others would rather just sit next to you and would rather, "Okay, you could touch me, but just for a minute." And maybe 2 minutes, maybe, if my mood is just right, you know? So cats also like to feel in control. And that line is really important to help you to understand your cat better, no matter who you are or no matter what kind of cat you have. Cats are more comfortable, most comfortable, when they feel in control. So understanding that can help you a bit. So if this kitten's a bit skittish, you can help the kitten to feel more in control by giving places to hide and also places to go up high. That's very, very important. But the idea, the mindset that this is your house, it's not mine, I'm just living here. And this is, meaning this is your house, kitten, it's your house. The more in control cats feel, the more comfortable they will feel. Now, this kitten's a perfect candidate for clicker training. That's going to be long to explain, so I'll give you kind of the 101, and there are books you can buy about this. There's information on the web. You get a little clicker. It's a couple of bucks at any pet store or online. It makes a novel sound, kind of like, I'm going to use a pen now. I don't happen to have a clicker. Kind of like that, right? It makes a novel sound, and you just click the kitten as the kitten eats, so the kitten associates the clicker with something good. But then over time, you begin to have the kitten do things. So the kitten walks a bit toward you, click. Kitten walks more, click. And treat every time. Click, treat. Click, treat, walks eventually into your lap. Direct the kitten into your lap. And then the kitten gets petted. Click, treat. It helps to build confidence and a relationship without you touching the kitten. So it's all the kitten's choice, really. So if the kitten doesn't want to do it, the kitten's being rewarded for doing it. But if the kitten doesn't want to do it, the kitten isn't going to do it. So it's a great way in general to train cats and even to some extent mold a personality. Having said that, you cannot change ultimately what your cat's fundamental personality is all about. Wow, that's a lot. I hope it helped. You can email me your questions, Steve@petworldradio.net. Coming up next, we talk with a celebrity. That's right. If you happen to be in the United Kingdom, you know exactly who Dr. Pete is, and he'll tell us a pledge that we can all take, even on this side of the pond, to help cats.
Don't you go anywhere. Stay tuned for more of Steve Dale's Pet World.
Like business content? I mean, if you didn't like business content, you wouldn't be listening to this show, right? What if I can give you even more of what you like? Now, we've never met, but I'm willing to bet you are very busy. Between your work, family, and outside commitments, this little car ride is your time to catch up on your favorite show. But do you always get to tune in? Exactly. Well, now there's a business club with you in mind. BizVod is the place for business videos on demand. We have partnered with this show to provide you more of the content you like. The best part? It's all on demand. That means you can log in anytime from any device and watch shows that answer all of your business questions. For a limited time, you can try it for free for 30 days. Simply go to bizvod.com and enter promo code radio. That's BIZVOD.com, promo code radio.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake, and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
If you happen to live in England, you know this guy, Pete the Vet, at PeteTheVet.com. Dr. Pete Wedderburn. I had the opportunity to meet Dr. Pete when I was over on the other side of the pond in the UK for a very special meeting with International Cat Care, an organization that does amazing things. I know you're involved to some degree with that organization. Good to talk to you, Dr. Pete.
Great to talk to you.
You're kind of a, in fact, you're not kind of a media star. You are a media star on the other side there, aren't you?
Well, for the past decade, I've been involved in radio, television, and newspapers over here. And so these days, it takes up probably 70% of my life. I still have vet in practice, and I still love my clinical work, but I am doing more and more media work because I think it's so important to get the really good messages out about pets. And there's a lot of misunderstandings about animals, and I think it's up to us veterinarians to try to put people right and to give them the good information.
Mm-hmm. And there's two declarations, I think, that matter on the planet. Our Declaration of Independence, I won't offend you by talking to you about that, but we can talk about the International Cat Care Declaration. What is that about?
Well, basically, International Cat Care is a charity that's got this vision of a world where all cats, owned and unowned, are treated with care, compassion, and understanding. That's what their mission is. And as part of that, this year, what they did is they launched a declaration called the International Declaration of Responsibilities to Cats. And their idea is that they want people around the world to sign up to this. And it's essentially saying, look, these are the things that are important about cats. These as human beings who care, these are the things that we should care about when it comes to cats, to make sure they're all given the opportunity to live a good and healthy life.
You know, oftentimes we think about things from our perspective. That's okay, but not necessarily the cat's perspective. And cats do have a different perspective. I mean, we call them mysterious. We call them cunning. We call them at times confusing. They're just being cats, aren't they?
They are, and they see the world very differently to us, and obviously very differently to dogs as well. And so our responsibility, I think, is to understand them and to do what's best for them. And really, I suppose the main thing is to recognize they're sentient beings and they're entitled to protection from unnecessary suffering. And that's what we should be trying to achieve.
Well, that and, you know, there are our companions, there are pets. And for those who say that cats are wild animals or are different in some way because they're not domesticated, frankly, I disagree with that. I think they're best off in our homes. Having said that, there are lots of cats around the world, not only in the U.S., not only in the U.K., that live their lives outside. We call them sometimes feral cats. Sometimes we call them community cats. And interestingly enough, we're only beginning to understand what these cats are all about.
Yes, and the declaration, the aim is to get people to sign it, not just pet owners and not just vets, but also central governments, local governments, non-governmental organizations, people who just happen to live in the street where there are community cats outside. Anybody who comes across cats in any way at all, they want all of these folk to sign this so that we get a kind of universal recognition and we boost the profile of cats in our world. That's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, and you can go to the website, International Cat Care website, and you can learn more about that. So
that's
real
icatcare.org is where you go to. That's the name of the website, icatcare.org.
Thank you, icatcare.org. So these feral cats, and we only have a minute left here, but community cats is the term we use in the U.S. now. We're only beginning to understand what these guys are all about, I think.
Yes, they can annoy some people because they do prey on wild animals. And in areas where there are, rare native animals, that is a significant issue. And people should, in those areas, keep their cats in, keep them contained. But once a feral cat or a community cat population is well planned and well organized, and we can easily do that by trapping them and neutering them and releasing them, they can provide a very important part of the ecosystem. They can control rodent populations, and they have a valuable role to play.
Oh, yeah, and it's not like these guys are new. They've been around playing that role for thousands of years. Lots more information on the International Cat Care website, as we mentioned. Also, to hear more about this guy, check him out at PeteTheVet.com. Dr. Pete, thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets. They'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $10,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.